Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Starting at 4-1, this is Jen and Friends. Mark Owens here with the GM of Atlanta Motor Speedway, Brandon Hutchinson. My man, is it like getting ready for Christmas? We are just about 2 weeks away from Atlanta Motor Speedway, Folds of Honor, Quick Trip 500. You getting excited?
Man, I tell you what, the place is coming alive. We've been getting ready for a long, long time, and to know that we're this close, it's exciting. You know, it's our biggest event of the year, so heck yeah, man, we're ready to go.
So talk to me like I've never experienced a race at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Walk me through it. What am I in for?
It really is an explosion of the senses is the best way to put it. I tell you, we're an entertainment facility, so it starts there. But when you get here, you're going to see in our fan zone that we've got things for the kids to do. We've got things for the adults to do. We've got a 90-foot Ferris wheel that's going to be in place for the fans. So the experience starts before you ever even come through the gates. Once you come through the gates, we have done so many things with the fans in mind that it'll just blow your mind. We've got drink rails in the grandstands. We've got drink holders in the grandstands. We've blown out a few of our rows in the Earnhardt grandstands to add the Bootleggers Bar, which is a bar you can sit at, have a drink, watch the race play out in front of you. It's a cool time, and we're trying to do everything we can to give fans the most bang for their buck.
Because, you know, the misconception with going to a NASCAR race is just a bunch of beer drinking, hooting and hollering, and watching cars go left. While you can drink beer, and while we will hoot and holler, there is so much more to experiencing a NASCAR race live.
Well, I was going to say, you nailed it. But, you know, but you're also right. There are every type of people that you could imagine in a NASCAR race. That's the beauty of what we do. It's such a diverse group of people that come together to watch these guys do what they do. You know, it's a fun time for us. It's almost like a family reunion to a lot of the people that come out to the Speedway. So those that are experiencing it for the first time, we're in the South, right? So you're going to have that good Southern hospitality feel. You're going to have that family atmosphere. You're going to have groups of people that are just like-minded and are looking for a good time. NASCAR is going to do a great job of putting on a great racing experience on the track. We're going to do everything we can do to make sure that the experience off of the racetrack is equally as thrilling. So, you know, we've been working hard at it since the checkered flag flew for the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 last year, and we're just excited it's about here again this year.
Yep, be here the weekend of the 13th, and you've got a doubleheader on Saturday.
We actually do have a doubleheader, and now Chase Elliott has accepted the bounty that Kevin Harvick put on Kyle Busch. It's almost like a WWE match. It's a $100,000 bounty. If Chase Elliott can go in there, or any full-time Cup driver can go in there and knock off Kyle Busch in the truck race on Saturday, there's $100,000 on the line. So it's a doubleheader. We're actually going to have Cup Series qualifying on that day, too, for the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500. So we've got 20 pounds in a 5-pound sack on Saturday.
Can the general public get involved in that $100,000 bounty? Just throwing it out there.
No, they can't. And one of the caveats is you can't wreck Kyle Busch.
So, that was my next question. How easy would it be on lap one to put him in the wall?
Well, yeah, that's one of the caveats. There's a couple of caveats to it, and it's really about making it a clean, fun day. So if Kyle Busch can beat Chase Elliott, then the money goes to Kyle Busch's charity. So it's cool. It's going to be exciting. It's going to make for just a fantastic Saturday. And like I said, kids are free Friday and Saturday. They're only $10 on Sunday. So it's affordable for the whole family. It's going to be a great weekend.
My first race, live race as a NASCAR fan, was a truck race. Let me tell you something, Brandon. That was intense because those little sons of guns, they're not just racing for a title. They're racing to get to the next track. Like, those truck races are intense.
Well, you know, and that's a very good point. These guys are racing for their livelihood. They're racing to make it to that next step on their journey to being cup drivers. So it's no holds barred. It is going to be a cool, cool day. You know, the truck racers are the real deal, and they all are, but they're more grassroots, trying to claw their way to that next level. And then following the truck race, we've got the Xfinity race on Saturday. So those are where names are made. You've got the strongest rookie class in the Cup Series that we've had in a long, long time. That's a product of what's coming out of the Xfinity series right now. So that race is going to be fantastic. And then, like I said, you've got the strongest class of rookies on Sunday. You've got some of the what NASCAR fans know as the young guns, who are now the middle-aged guys that have been there for a while. So it's just a great time to be a part of the sport. It's as exciting as it ever has been. And I'll tell you what, the staff around here is ready to go.
Talking to Brandon Hutchinson, General Manager of Atlanta Motor Speedway. Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 will be down at Atlanta Motor Speedway Sunday the 15th, but it's an entire weekend affair. What's the website for you, Brandon?
It's atlantamotorspeedway.com, and you can check out everything that you need to know about our race weekend and really pick the package that's best for you. Or you can call our ticket office at 877-9-AMS-TIX. And talk to somebody live.
For someone that's never been to a race, one thing I do enjoy about NASCAR is you can get up close and right on top of your favorite driver. It gives you access that no other sport can do. Like, you can't stand on the sideline next to the quarterback, but you can literally stand in the pit for your favorite driver during a race. Hot and cold passes, are they still available?
Yeah, I tell you, we've got great packages for the entire family that include pre-race pit passes. Pre-race pit passes give you access to the pits all weekend, give you access to the pits during the pre-race on Sunday. You can be in the pits as the team sets up for the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500. And then when you want, you can go out to the front stretch, and, hey, we've got a lot going on out there. You can be out there for driver introductions. And so it's a really good, it's a small upgrade, but it's a good opportunity for fans. Like you said, it gives them the opportunity to kind of be in the locker room. The drivers will be walking up to the stage for driver introductions. They'll be able to see their favorite drivers, get pictures, hopefully get autographs. It's a cool opportunity for the fans.
Brandon, as someone who works at the track and you spend your days preparing for this weekend, give me something about the track, somewhere to go, somewhere to experience the race. Maybe there's a restaurant or a bar or just somewhere to stand and watch that the general public may not really know about, but you're going to give us the insider secret.
Well, man, that is such a good question. There's like I said, we've got the 20 and 20 going on right now, so there's a lot of new things that the fans will be able to see. But that Bootleggers Bar in the Earnhardt Grandstand is going to be really cool. It's unique to the sport. It's going to be an opportunity, like I said, for fans to come up and sit at the bar, watch TV, charge their phone, or look out across the racetrack and watch the race play out in front of them. But one of the things that we've done for 2 years now that most fans probably don't know of is Victory Lane is wide open to every fan with a ticket. When the race is over, we actually pull a stage out onto the front stretch. We open up gates on the catch fence, and anybody with a ticket is allowed to come through the catch fence gates down onto the front stretch and celebrate the win in the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 with the driver. So it's something that we've done for a couple of years. Most fans probably don't know about it, and it's one of those things that if you're coming to the race at Atlanta Motor Speedway, you've got to stick around for Victory Lane. It's a pretty cool deal.
I'll be honest, I did not know you did that, and for the fan, just walking the banking at Atlanta Motor Speedway and to get a selfie on the infield, I think that's what most people are excited about. You're giving them access to do that.
Yeah, we really are. You can come down on the track in the morning with the pre-race pit pass like we were talking about. You can actually sign the wall, sign the track, write a message to your driver. And having the opportunity to have so much access for really a great price is just something that you don't find everywhere. So, you know, pit road's a blast, front stretch is a blast, but when those 40 cars crank up and come down that front stretch at 200 miles an hour, it makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up. If you are not a fan of racing, it needs to be one of those things that's on your bucket list.
It's cool to do.
I swear, yeah. If you get here once, you'll want to come back again.
And that's the thing about a race. You don't even have to be a NASCAR fan just to appreciate the experience, because you can. Look, you can bring your beer in with you in a soft cooler. You can. There's plenty to walk around. There's plenty to see. The food is good. The people are good. And we got about 60 seconds left here. Brandon Hutchinson, GM of AMS, getting ready for the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 weekend coming up on March the 13th, 14th, and 15th. Two predictions for you. Number one, who's going to win the Cup race, the NASCAR race on Sunday at Atlanta Motor Speedway, and who do you think is going to win the NASCAR championship in 2020?
Oh, wow. Great questions. It could be the same guy. I think Chase Elliott has ran very, very strong here in the few times that he's ran. He's got four top 10 finishes. He's already proved to be strong this year. If it were not for a valve stem issue, he would have won Las Vegas. I think you see Chase Elliott go to victory lane at Atlanta in the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500. And I think you see Chase Elliott standing there with the championship trophy at the end of the year. And it's not just because he's a Georgia boy, very talented driver. He's already won six Cup races in his short career. He's ran very strong at a lot of races. And I think that keep your eye on him. I think he's your guy for both.
Wasn't he voted most popular driver last season?
He is. He's a cool dude. It's an easy one. It's a shoe-in.
That pool hall is going to blow that whistle, isn't he?
Let's hope they sound the siren.
Brandon, real quick, one more time, give us a website. And kudos to AMS. Y'all do a good job on social media. What's your social media accounts?
Well, I tell you, they can find us at AtlantaMotorSpeedway.com, and just look us up. Atlanta Motor Speedway, you'll be able to find us on Twitter. You'll be able to find us on Instagram. Mandy does a great job of making sure that the fans have all the latest information here. And who knows? Hopefully we can get a few fans out here for the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 weekend because of what we've just been able to talk about here today. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Like a damn professional, Brandon, you are. Listen, thank you, buddy. We'll see you in a couple of weeks at AMS.
We're looking forward to it. Hopefully your listeners will come out and join us. We look forward to it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.